Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
She saw it, she didn't like it, and she was like, this should be banned. Toddlers should never be allowed to wear this. Cassie, what is this?
I need to know. Am I being a prude? Okay, so I was shopping for my daughter, who's 3.5, and I was checking out some new clothing websites, and I found one that is all about play and activity and clothes for that, which is great. Like, kids should play and exercise through play, 1,000% for it. So I'm clicking through, looking at all these cute little outfits, which, like, they have skateboarding stuff, they've got hats, they've got, like, leggings, all cute stuff. And then I saw this, a sports bra. And it's cute, like, they had leopard print, they have flowers, and the sizing starts at 2 years old. And I looked at that and had a gut visceral reaction of, never will my child wear a sports bra. And then I stopped and I'm like, am I being too prudish and too weird? I mean, this is specifically a website for athletic clothing for kids to play in. But at the same time, this bra, it shows the kid is wearing, I think the kid's probably like 6 in this picture, wearing leggings that go above the belly button. So it's just a thin strip of skin that's showing, probably like the width of my hand, maybe. And I just feel like that is inappropriate for a 2-year-old to wear, the same way I would feel weird about a 2-year-old wearing a bikini to go to the pool. I don't think that is appropriate, but am I just really antiquated and prudish and kind of stuck in the past?
I think to each their own, looking at the photo and it, what it looks like to me when I look at that, that seems like the perfect outfit for a gymnastic class. Like to go to like a little gym or something like that and to tumble in, because you don't want baggy clothes to tumble in because you could get caught and you could hurt yourself. So, and they have like leotards and things like that for dance class. So when I look at that, I just see somebody who is into gymnastics.
And for me, I'm like, there are full body suits and leotards that you could wear. And yeah, maybe it is each their own. I think where I'm coming from is protecting kids and seeing when people post like their children on TikTok, all of the saves and how high those numbers are, mm-hmm, and that it's a lot of creepy guys saving it. So, but then I'm afraid I'm teaching the message that it's your job to dress to protect yourself so bad people won't take advantage of you. But just my visceral reaction was like, a 2-year-old doesn't need a sports bra. Like a 2-year-old doesn't need to wear that in order to have fun. But I always like to check myself and whenever I have visceral reactions and be like, where is this coming from? What is fueling this? And is it accurate? Or is there something from my past or how I've been taught that is coloring my opinion that maybe is incorrect?
I think because it's being called a sports bra, if it was like a spandex tank, like if they were saying it's a spandex tank with biker shorts, I mean, technically, yes, it is a sports bra. And you and I are on the same page, and we said this before, like, a woman shouldn't have to alter her appearance or what she's wearing. Men should alter their gaze and how they treat women. And instead of teaching girls they need to cover up, we should teach boys they need to respect women. It's like those schools that don't allow girls to wear leggings or don't allow girls to wear spaghetti straps. Like, it's not our job, I feel, to police how men react to women. It should be that should be on them. I think your concerns are valid as far as like there are a lot of creepers out there. And the motherly instinct and urge to protect, I totally get that. I have a son. I don't have a daughter. So I don't know if that changes how I look at things. But that wouldn't bother me. And if my daughter was in gymnastics, would totally be something I would buy.
Maybe the gymnastics part is what changes it. For some reason, for me, it's the age. The 2 to 3 year old, like, they can't make any of those decisions for themselves. They don't understand. So I feel like it's my job to make sure.
Yeah.
And so I'm just really, I'm conflicted by it. And I still, it just, if the top was a little bit longer, and I'm hearing myself say the words, and I'm like, I feel like such a hypocritical prude. And it feels like it goes against everything I stand for in terms of, like, be yourself, dress how you want.
Body positivity, blah, blah, blah.
But when kids come into stuff, sometimes, like, the rules go out the window and it doesn't apply. And I just, I don't know why it's not sitting right with me, and how I feel about it is also not sitting right with me. And I can't figure out why.
I can't figure out why for you. But, like, if my goddaughter showed up to the house to play in that, I wouldn't think twice about it. But that's, I mean, yeah. So I don't know what that says about me. I don't know what that says about you.
Well, maybe it's like, maybe it's location. Like, showing up to your house, well, that's a safe space. So yes. I wouldn't think twice. But, like, just wearing this out on public, Abby, I don't know if you can see it or not, wearing it out in public, like, on a run or a grocery run, which is where I would normally wear athletic gear. So maybe I'm applying adult stuff to kids. Like, I would wear something like that. Well, not me. Maybe if I was, like, 50 pounds lighter. But, like, to the store to go grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. And that's what's weirding me out. I don't know. It's just, sometimes I feel like we're forcing kids to grow up too fast instead of letting them be kids.
Yeah, I hear you. So, yeah, mate.
I wouldn't think anything of it either.
You wouldn't?
No, okay. But maybe if I were a father of a daughter, maybe, like, fatherly instincts would kick in, knowing that men are creepy, and I would have that thought, but I wouldn't think anything of it.
Okay. Yeah, I think it comes down to context. I mean, I think creeps are going to be creeps, but I think, you know, if a child wore that to a dance class, I don't think anybody would think anything of it. Maybe your job as a parent is to just keep them in the right context to avoid them from being exposed to creeps.
Well, even if I saw it at the grocery store, I wouldn't think twice about it. I would just think either you went to a gymnastic class and you're running your errands and going to a grocery store, or that's your kid's favorite outfit, they put it on to play, and you know what it's like trying to get kids into clothes, and we're not changing whatever you're in. I've taken Jimmy in his pajamas out to places before because it's just whatever's easiest.
PJs wouldn't look twice. A two-year-old in this, I would definitely do a double take. But my takeaway is creeper's going to creep, and I am a prude.
No.
The Bird Show.